Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. JT DeBoltz with you today for the Moab Daily Power Up Call. Great to be with you on a Wednesday morning, middle of another big week here in the Moab community, and grateful as always to be with you. I say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you for joining me here each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Always a privilege and an honor and a great deal of fun. You know, sometimes in business and life, we come up short. It's the reality. Sometimes we just miss within a fraction of an inch. We don't hit the goal. We don't hit the target. We work hard, for sure. We plan well. We execute to our best. But sometimes things just don't work out. At least they don't happen on our agenda. Let's put it that way. It could be frustrating. It could even be a little bit discouraging at times. Too many good people allow these things to rob them of their joy, to dissemble their focus, and to completely obliterate all hope they have for their dream. But the key is not to wallow in disappointment and pity. The key is to move past it. Remember yesterday we were talking about the difference between winners and whiners? It's a little bit like that. But it's not so cut and dried, because let's be honest. You're not a whiner. You don't identify like that. You identify as a winner. And so the question is, well, if I'm a winner, does that mean that I always win? And the answer is no. In fact, you're probably going to lose more often than you win. I look back on my own career as an entrepreneur, and I think of how many times I've stood on stage to deliver that awesome sales pitch, to welcome as many people as I can into the programs and the products that I have that would really help them. And I know without a shadow of a doubt, inside my heart and soul, I know exactly what I could do for them. And I could see it in their faces and their eyes. And then it flops. Nobody buys. Sad. It's a bummer. Because you're thinking to yourself, man, I know I could help these people. And for whatever reason, I wasn't able to convey that to them. I've had that experience. I've had the experience where I knew what I had. This amazing business was going to work out great, and then it just didn't. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes that product, that blog post, that article, sometimes that video, the thing that you work so hard on, sometimes it comes up close, but no cigar. The question is not that. The question isn't that you messed up or you failed or you didn't succeed or you lost. No, that's not the question. The question is, what do you do next? The question is, what happens next? What happens not just on paper, all right? Not just what happens in your physical life. What happens in your heart and soul in those dark moments? That's the question. I want to give you a couple of steps to take. I want you to think about these if you've ever been up against one of those situations where you come up close, but you don't quite make it. Where that thing you wanted really bad didn't quite work out. How do you respond in those moments? Because how you respond in those moments will dictate how high, fast, and far you fly next. It's very important, my friend, that next step is key. So here's how you handle it. Number one is you got to step back. In that moment of despair, in that moment of frustration, yes, it's very easy to want to throw a temper tantrum. It's very easy to want to get upset. I was talking about this on my other podcast this morning, how to build trust. And the interesting thing about trust is people don't trust a person that loses their temper, right? I used to have a terrible temper, and I realized that as a leader, that's just not going to work. So I had to work on that. Your temperament has a lot to do with how people perceive you. But it also has a lot to do with how you overcome disappointments, how you overcome obstacles. In a moment of disappointment, your best action is to take a step back and assess for just a minute. Realize that oftentimes better things are on the horizon. It's one of the hardest things in the world, and people say this to me sometimes, and I've certainly said it many times to my clients. Listen, I know it didn't work out. And I can understand how crushing a disappointment is, but I promise you this, it's an indication that something even better than you could realize, even better than you could conceptualize, is likely on your horizon. Stay with it. sometimes an even better outcome, something that is even deeper and greater than you could possibly fathom, is behind that crushing disappointment. It's in those moments that you have to ask yourself this question: what is good about this, and how can I make it better? What is good about this disappointment? What is good about this heartbreak? What is good about this person that I trusted that turned their back on me? What is good about this adventure that I've been on that ended up in a massive failure? What about this opportunity or this investment I made that now came crushing down into millions of shards of glass? What's good about this? And more importantly, how can I make it better? You see, when you ask questions like that, especially in the hard times, especially in the points of pain, it takes a deep, strong character to be able to pull yourself up, doesn't it? Anybody can wallow in pity and pain. It takes a truly strong person to find it within themselves to ask that question: what's good about this? Because there's always something good about it. Not necessarily moment in the moment. Sometimes you need that time to, you know, feel the pain, but you got to step back and ask the question: what's good about this, and how can I make it better? Next, realize this. Sometimes we need to recalibrate. Maybe it's our expectations. You've probably heard me say that many times. It's important to calibrate expectations. Why? Because a lot of times we go into things with the greatest intentions. We're fired up. We're excited. We're enthusiastic. We believe. And because of that, it can sometimes cause our expectations to be a little bit unrealistic. It's not about realistic versus unrealistic. The question is it practical? Is it something that's pragmatic? Is it something that you can execute on? Not that it's possible. We're not talking about possibility here. Because certainly it's possible to have overnight success. Yes, it's possible to be a one-hit wonder. Yes, it's possible to go from rags to riches overnight. The question is it really expected? Should we expect that based on our track record, based on your belief in yourself, based on your actions? Sometimes that's all we need, is to step back and recalibrate our expectations, recalibrate our beliefs, recalibrate our actions, and ask ourselves this important question: what do I need to do now to make it happen? Now that I've had the experience of getting knocked off the horse, now that I've had the experience of getting punched in the face, now that I've had the experience of having my heart broken, what do I need to do now that I have that benefit of that experience and that wisdom? What do I need to do now to make it happen? Notice what I said: to make it happen. Not just to survive, not just to get past the pain, but to actually make the mission go. To accomplish the mission. You see, as a mission accomplishment strategist, that's the question I'm always asking myself. What do I need to do now to make it happen? Don't talk to me about, oh, that's a terrible thing, I'm so sorry. I know you must be heartbroken. I know you must be sad. I know you must be angry, pissed off, frustrated. I don't want to talk about those things because, yes, I am. I'm a human being. I experience those. But what I want to know now as a mission accomplishment strategist is, how can I make it happen? Ask yourself that question. Next, there's an old saying that you want to fail enthusiastically. I like that. I think it's funny. I also think it's a little bit trite. I think when people say, hey, when you go from failure to failure without losing enthusiasm, like the great Winston Churchill said, I get it and I love it. I think it's a great quote. But let's step back and think about the practicality. Is it really fun to fail? Not always. And I know some people go, yeah, I love to fail. And they say that in the moment, but really, when the rubber meets the road, they're not totally thrilled. When you get knocked off the horse and you land on your butt on pavement, it's not fun. It's hard to be enthusiastic about having the wind knocked out of you. It's hard to be happy about losing everything you put down. But did you really lose it? Because if you have that attitude of a winner, like we talked about yesterday, you have a zero tolerance policy for drama. You have a zero tolerance policy for negativity. And you definitely, absolutely have a zero tolerance policy for self-pity. It's about moving swiftly to the next action. Yeah, you can vent. You can get pissed off. You can share that with your coach, your mentor, your friend, your confidant. Absolutely. Then get over it and get your ass in gear. And ask yourself this important question: what's next? Because what's next is far more powerful than why me? How did this happen? How did this happen is actually a pretty good question, by the way. I got no problem with how did this happen. As long as we don't dwell on it, as long as we're not sitting there in that place of pity. What's next is a far better question, because what's next says, what do I need to do? What's the next ball coming at me that I can swing at? Because damn it, I'm going to hit that one out of the park. It's about having a belief in yourself, an enthusiastic belief, a belief that says, listen, that wasn't how I planned it, certainly not what I expected and not what I wanted, but by God, I'm going to get up there and I'm going to do it again, I'm going to do it again, I'm going to do it again until I succeed. What's next? And finally, realize this. And by the way, this might be the toughest advice I give you today, if not in a long time. In those moments when you come up close, but you come up short. In those moments when you're really disappointed, when you're frustrated, when you're angry, realize this. It won't be the last time it happens. In life, if you're going after a big dream, in life, if you're pursuing your life mission, in life, if you're connected to your vision, your values, your mission, and your why, you will face disappointment. It will happen again. So you may as well establish a habit pattern of bouncing back quickly. Listen, what used to take me weeks, sometimes even months, now takes me a matter of hours, days at most, to get past. Sometimes in minutes, I can get over a crushing defeat that used to just derail me for days or weeks. Sometimes it's just the snap of a finger. It's that belief that you're the master of the flip, the ability to flip a switch and say to yourself, I'm on to the next thing. Because I've asked the question, what is good about this and how can I make it better? You've asked the question, what do I need to do now to make it happen? You've asked the question, what's next? Because you've programmed yourself to behave that way in the face of adversity, the face of disappointment, the face of rejection and hurt and pain and every other thing that most people would just crush under the pressure of, you have built the strong muscle, the backbone, the musculature, and the skeletal structure that can withstand that kind of pressure, because you are a winner, you're an entrepreneur, and you're willing to take on those challenges. Ask yourself those questions when you're up against a tough time. If you've got somebody who's going through a tough time and they lean on you as a leader, have this in your tool belt ready to go. These are the kinds of questions that I challenge my clients with, the clients I'm privileged to work with. I want you to have the same tools in your tool belt. And remember this, yes, success is a team sport, absolutely. But sometimes when people fail, sometimes when people come up short, they don't see it as a team effort. They try to go it alone. Don't be one of those people. Reach out, seek out whomever you need to, coach, mentor, friend, confidant, somebody who can help lift you up, even if it's momentarily, just enough to get a full lung full of air. Step back and realize that oftentimes better things are on the horizon. Sometimes we just need to calibrate our expectations, our beliefs, and our actions. And yes, if we have the attitude of a winner, a zero tolerance policy against drama, negativity, pity, we absolutely can move swiftly to that next action with enthusiasm. And we do it knowing it won't be the last time, that we will face disappointment again. But the next time, we'll be stronger, we'll be better equipped, we'll be more capable, and we'll be more certain because of our connection to our values, our vision, our mission, and our why. And because we had the opportunity to learn and grow through the pain and the pressure of disappointment, and now we're stronger and better as a direct result of it. My friends, this call is a wrap. It's my privilege to come at you here on the Moab Daily Power Call each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Looking forward to doing it again tomorrow. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you tomorrow.